About 2 months ago, Mr. Tony signed off from the radio. The weasels all had spoken, the littles' hearts were broken, and I can't remember if I tried that sports chick show or PTI. I even considered Mike and Mike. Oh, how I've missed this show. So here comes Tony's mailbag. Got your emails and your faxes and your notes, and he's gonna read some for all of you folks, saying here comes Mr. Tony's mailbag.
Hi everybody, it's Jerry Negrelli, and welcome to part two of the TK Jingles Primer. So the intent of these, the first one was back on March 27th, 2014, go listen to it if you haven't already, is to help catalog the history of the jingles for folks that aren't familiar, maybe don't understand some of the jokes, or people related by marriage to some of the people that do understand the jokes, to help kind of understand and walk through what these are all about, how it all started, how it's evolved and changed over time. Because initially, I mean, that one right there, Welcome This Back, in Labor Day 2013, and, you know, even then, that was a little bit different than we'd been doing before. They generally followed a pretty standard structure of just referencing emails, faxes, and notes, and they really started to change after that. So, as I've mentioned many times, over the summer of 2013, I wrote a gazillion jingles because I had this concern that after we didn't start the fire, after everything went away for the summer, that they were going to come back, and there was going to be no material, and they were going to revert to the Gary and Darius songs. So I put a whole bunch in there. That one right there is one I really was hoping they would play first, and I was thrilled that they did. And as I sat there thinking through different ways to do jingles, I got really creative with it and came out with a bunch of different concepts. So this very first one we're going to play next is the very first rant against the podcast. And then shortly after this aired, I launched tkjingles.com to host all these things because I had so many songs that needed a place to live. And then so the next song after that is one that John Welsh did, and it's the first song that somebody besides me posted to tkjingles.com, which was a huge thrill for me, the fact that people were using it and enjoying it, and Gary mentioned on the show, and it's starting to get some attention. And then we'll end this first little musical segment with the very first jingle that had absolutely nothing to do with Tony Kornheiser or any of his buddies or anything like that, the first off-topic jingle that aired on September 29th. So enjoy.
Now the show is nearly over. The bagels are almost gone. Here's Tony's mailbag. He got your notes, and he's gonna read some for you folks. This podcast delay is pointless. A misguided business plan. I can't listen live, 'cause I work till 5. No podcast delay is gonna change that. The delay won't work, it just makes it worse, 'cause every show becomes irrelevant. I'd love to listen live, but I can't listen live. You see, whoa. Add some commercials, you could even make some more money, whoa. Tony's made this point, but I think I'll make the point again, you morons. Tell me the roads that you all drive down in order to get into work. Yes, and how many tears must an orange man cry? 'Cause Raju Narasetti is a jerk. Yes, and how many years can the podcast exist before Tony learns how to twerk? The answer, my friend,
in Tony's mailbag. The answers in Tony's mailbag.
I woke up this morning and I turned on ESPN. It wasn't long ago that Adidas told me he was all in. He squeaked past the Raiders and I don't know how. This team ain't much better than the Cleveland Browns. I just tuned in to see what condition Robert Griffin was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition Robert Griffin was in.
Yeah, I absolutely love that Robert Griffin song there, and I was shocked that they played it because it was just a random idea I had one day while I was driving home from the grocery store, and I recorded it, and I actually did a couple of versions, one if the Redskins won, one if they lost, just so that it would be fresh on the off chance they decided to air it, but it had nothing to do with Tony, with the mailbag, with anything. It just was a random sports song about the Redskins, and once they aired that, that was really encouraging to me that they, you know, as long as it's funny and good, they're really going to embrace this whole thing and play anything. So that was just at the very end of September, just in the very first month of these things really taking off and people starting to go on the website and use it more. So after that, it started to get really, really cool and creative. And this first one in the next segment is the first song sung in the character of Tony by Slim Stanton to the tune of I Want a New Drug. Then we have the very first collaboration by Carol Connolly and KJ Onstad. That was on October 11th. And since then, the collaborations have become a staple of the show and something that has just become such a special part. And I think that they really look forward to playing collaborations more than they do anything by me or Joe or Brad or KJ or anybody else that's involved in this. Those collaborations really are the culmination of the Littles being a part of the show. And Tony just loves that. So we got the very first one there by Carol and KJ. Then the first song about somebody besides Tony Kornheiser, which is about Wilbon, that aired in November. Then we have the very first of Shad's ridiculous string of 877 jingles. I think he's done maybe 13 or 14 of these things so far. So I figured we should honor that. They played one of them on the show at one point, and Gary gave him a lot of crap for it. Then we have the very first jingle that opened the show. I still haven't been in that ESPN open the previously on the Tony Kornheiser show. I still think that would be a great place to be, but this actually was right after that. Tony said, hey, we got a song to kick off the show before we talk about stuff. Then we have the first meme, which John Welsh helped to kick off, and John has just apparently been an innovator here. The first guy to post on TK Jingles, the first one to start a meme. It's pretty awesome. And then finally, in this collection of firsts, we have the first song that almost made PTI. I was at the studio a month or so ago. They played this song on the air. Tony was so excited about it. It was so topical and so timely. He told Nigel, send that in to Kelleher. We got to get this on PTI. It's going to be great. We're going to put together a little video montage. It's going to be fantastic. Bonnie said that for whatever reason, they decided to pass on that. I don't know, copyright, whatever concerns they had, they elected not to do it, but it was awfully close. So, you know, that may be a glass ceiling that we never shatter, but I know that John now has that itch that he was so close. He's gotta get through. Someday one of us will be yodeling like an idiot on PTI. So I'll just stop yakking right now and let you enjoy this collection of firsts.
I want a sweatsuit from the Castles coach. Want a size extra large. Don't want to pay, not a scotch. I want to play Pebble, want some kind bars too. Want to go to the Presidential Medal Show and some Johnny Walker Blue. I want your Littles emails, send them all to me. I want Jerry Negrelli to sing the mailbag theme. And I want it all for free. Take that, Liz Clark.
He was orange, she was a blonde. Can I make it any more obvious? He read the mail, she read the news. They both loved to booze. he wanted her. Ragged never tell. Secretly he couldn't work a cell. Then all of the gang laughed at him too, and they had a problem with his high school. He was a Hewlett boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but he couldn't get first base. She wouldn't do it for science sake.
Hey, Tony, could you introduce me to Wilbon?
He's gonna drop some names, eating steaks with Irving Johnson, golfing with Obama anytime he wants to. Wilbon's f***ing awesome. He's gonna drop some names, playing squash with Charles Barkley, NBA TV and TNT. Wilbon's f***ing awesome.
1-877 begs for crap. BEGS begs for crap. 1-877 begs for crap. Send your kind bars in today. Forget those emails, faxes, and those notes. Send in the kind bars. And remember, coconut, almond, or cream.
Mike is cleaning out his office tonight. Kyle asks, do you think we should rent a truck? Mike says, no, I packed it all up last year, so this season I didn't give a fuck. Say goodbye, Mike Shanahan. Say goodbye to RG3. Say goodbye, Mike Shanahan. Say goodbye to DC.
I heard there was a wooden story that Junior told to Gene and Tori, but chicks don't care about Army football, do you? So he went into a clothing store and tried on each size 34 until the waistband stretched its length round Junior. We miss Junior. Bring back Junior. We miss Junior. Bring back Junior.
Shirt, not like when I threw that Cubs first pitch. Untuck my shirt, Black Hawks let me push their puck around. Hey, look at me. The difference in the clothes I wear, look at me. The change has come. I untuck my shirt. Shirt, the fashion man who's just a drooling fan. Under my shirt, a man who pays $2,000 for pants. Forget it was me at that Cubs game. It's why I throw Carlos under the bus. Look at me, the change has come. I untuck my shirt.
We're going to keep trying, John. Someday we're going to break through with one of those songs. So that way, anyway, that was a collection of some of the first that I thought were kind of cool and important to the whole evolution of this nonsense. We've been doing it now over a year and still funny. And if you're listening to this, obviously somebody's still enjoying it. So anyway, this last segment here, so I kind of walked through the history of how those things evolved, played some of the firsts. Now we're just going to play some of the songs that I like that I think were really great. Maybe they didn't air on the show, they didn't air in total on the show, or they were just different and interesting. So The first one is by Josh Cromwell, and I think they cut it off. It's like 3 minutes long, so not surprising, but it is still to date one of my all-time absolute favorite jingles. Then we have an epic by Joe Arrow that's among the most played songs on the website, followed by the Lord parody by KJ, and Patrick Moffitt's first tune of a Beach Boys parody that I've always loved. And I remember when he first aired it, I really was hoping that it wasn't kind of a one-hit wonder, that we were going to get to hear more of him. And luckily, he chose to record several more, so we got to enjoy that. And then finally, in this great tune segment, we're going to have the Yesterday parody by John Cho that is also up there in the all-time greats. Enjoy.
A dream of mail gone by, with shad haikus and songs from Jerry. When trips would start from PTI, and Junior got a little sweary. When we were young and unafraid, sinkholes, meteors, or bridges. There was no podcast delay, just OPN and Cheddar Vision. But then Nigel comes at night, with a laugh as soft as thunder, as he picks up Pyramid, as he turns our dreams to shame. TK spends most months by our side, begging for free stuff and kvetching. He took us littles in his stride, but he was gone when summer came. But still I dream he'll read to me my emails, faxes, and my notes. But there are dreams that cannot be, even for all of you folks. I had a dream this mail would be so different from this crap I'm hearing, so different now than what it seems.
Running way But I'll keep sending emails, faxes, and notes. Yeah, 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 yeah. To the mailbag. Tony's mailbag. He's gonna read a few for all your folks.
He's never actually typed a text. He never does stay till the end of the movie. And he loves a good sweater vest. And he might throw things like coffee creamer. But every day we tune in wondering who will he be crushing. Kevin with the forecast got his heads in blushing. We don't care. He buys Cadillacs with straight cash, and everybody likes PTI previews, Hornaday reviews, old guy Bob Ryan, finally the mailbag, here it comes. What's Nigel gonna pick today? And we'll always be loyal, loyal, littles of the TK show. This kind of show is just for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Could he be cooler, cooler? Can't everybody be, but we think he rules, he rules. So read those notes, Tony.
It's automatic when he gets on airplanes. He takes a lot of drugs to shut down his brain, but now it's time to read your emails, faxes, and the notes. Johnny Walker Blue and bottles of red wine, Shad's high cruising, check in with Bob Ryan, Kevin does the weather, let's get together and do it again.
This f***ing podcast is from yesterday. Can someone tell me why it's so delayed? A certain Archuleta is to blame. Mr. Tony, still the orange man he used to be, no longer writes but still wants things for free. You've got your song, now sticker me a bowl of chicken chop salad with some toast and Diet Coke. Turn left, then right on Glen Oaks, then a left onto the highway. Yesterday, podcast is from yesterday. I know it's free, but I am still enraged, 'cause this show taught me how to complain.
All right, I hope you've had as much fun as me taking a trip down memory lane here and reliving some of the classic jingles of the past year. So this was part two of the Primer series, and it takes us through about February or so of 2014. I'll probably do a part three at some point down the road. This is as close as the TK Jingles podcast gets to a Clips show, so there will always be a time when there's a holiday or a family emergency or something like that, and I'm going to have to put one of these in there. So hopefully you find this a suitable substitute to my usual yakking and banter about what's going on the past week. I've really enjoyed playing some of these songs and sharing a few memories with you. So thank you so much for listening. And I leave you with one of my all-time favorites of my own. And I think it's well-suited to end the show. Enjoy.
It's 12 o'clock on a Tuesday. The regulars have all written in. There's an old man with some headphones on. He's orange with a beard on his chin. He says, Nigel, can you hand me some meat? emails. How about some faxes or notes? Well, I'd sure like to read one or two of them from Quebec or Terre Haute. So blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Sing us a song about the mailbag. We'll play it just before noon. Oh, and try to be funny, but don't expect money for any of your silly tunes.